Taking a look back at high school sports here over the weekend, and in volleyball play, a lot of tournament action going on. The Red Oak tournament, it was Red Oak winning in the semis over Tri-Center 2-1, and Trainer 2-0 over Clarinda. That set up the championship as Trainer got by Red Oak 2-1 to win that Red Oak tourney. The Guthrie Center tournament in the championship round in the semifinals, it was Underwood over Guthrie Center 2-1, and Audubon beat Coon Rapids Bayard 2-0. The 7th place match saw Xyra EHK beat Colfax Mingo 2-1. In the 5th place match, Glidden Ralston over West Central Valley 2-0. In 3rd place, it was Coon Rapids Bayard 2-0 over Guthrie Center. And in the championship, Audubon beats Underwood 2-0. In the East Union tournament in the finals, it was Mount Air over East Union 2-0, and Winterset beating East Mills 2-0. Winterset then beat Mount Air 2-1 in the championship to win that tournament. In the Fort Dodge tournament, Lewis Central was a winner in all their matches against opponents. They beat Nevada and Ames 2-0, and they also beat Osage and Fort Dodge by a score of 2-1. In the West Harrison tournament, it was Missouri Valley going 5-0 to win the title there. Logan Magnolia was 4-1 in that tournament. Nishnabotna went 3-2. Charter Oak Ute was 2-3. West Harrison was 1-4, and Heartland Christian was 0-5. In the Carroll Invitational in the championship bracket in the semis, it was Carroll over Nottoway Valley 2-0, and Humboldt 2-1 over South Central Calhoun. Humboldt then beat Carroll 2-0 in the championship. Also some high school volleyball on Sunday. Kemper Catholic participating in tournament play, and they won all of their matchups as they defeated Bishop Heelan of Sioux City 2-1, and then were 2-0 winners over Lamar's Galen Catholic, Fort Dodge St. Edmund, St. Mary's Storm Lake, and St. Mary's Remsen in that tournament play yesterday as well. Also in cross-country action, it was the Kemper Catholic Invitational held at Swan Lake State Park in Carroll on Saturday. In the girls' Race A individual results, it was Trina Marino of Urbandale winning, followed by Elise Prescott of Urbandale, Julia Noah of Urbandale, Mickey Cole of Urbandale, and Ellie Mendlich of Denison-Sleschwig in the top five. Tiffany Williams of Atlantic finished 10th in that race. In the girls' Race A team standings, it was Urbandale with 16 points to win the meet. Spencer was second with 97, followed by Denison-Sleschwig, Harlan, and Council Bluffs Lewis Central rounding out the top five. Atlantic finished 6th in that meet. In the girls' Race B individual results, the smaller classes, it was Carly Larson of Underwood winning, followed by Amelia Lesher of North Polk. Emily Patterson of North Polk was third. Peyton Sporer of IK Manning fourth, and Madison Schoenbeck of Votable Arthur Battle Creek Ida Grove was fifth. In the team standings there in the girls' Race B, it was North Polk winning with 35 team points, followed by Underwood, South Central Calhoun, Griswold, and Xyra EHK rounding out the top five. On the boys' side, in the Race A individual results, it was Michael Westfall of Urbandale the winner, Drake Hendricks of Urbandale second, John Dahlheimer of Thomas Jefferson was third, Brendan O'Brien of Lewis Central fourth, and Jonah Pinnegroth of Urbandale was fifth. Ryan Hawkins of Atlantic finished 14th. Phoenix Shadden of Atlantic was 19th in that race. In the team standings in the Race A, it was Urbandale winning with 24 team points. Harlan Community was second with 66. Webster City, Council Bluffs Thomas Jefferson, and Lewis Central round out the top five. Atlantic finished 6th on the boys' side as well with 152 points. In the boys' Race B, individually, it was Evan Wilson of Xyra EHK winning. Austin Smith of North Polk was second. Spencer Moon of South Central Calhoun third. Will McCormick of North Polk was fifth. And Jacob Wilcox of North Polk was fifth. It was in the boys' team standings. North Polk, 37 points in the top spot, followed by Woodbird Academy in second. Otterburn Arthur Battle Creek Ida Grove was third. Underwood fourth. And South Central Calhoun fifth. That was the Kemper Invitational at Swan Lake State Park in Carroll Saturday. In Major League Baseball, a game you heard here on KJN yesterday, Yadier Molina exited with a sprained left thumb, suffered as the Cubs ran themselves out of late scoring chances, and the Cardinals ended Chicago's five-game winning streak and avoided a sweep with a 4-3 win on Sunday. The Cardinals moved 6 games ahead of Chicago in the NL Central. The Pirates were still playing Sunday and are 4.5 back of St. Louis. Molina was injured tagging out Anthony Rizzo on a sacrifice fly attempt in the 8th. Right fielder Jason Hayward had the assist throwing out Rizzo on Addison Russell's no-out bases-loaded fly. Starling Castro started the 9th with a single, but pinch runner Quinton Berry was thrown out trying to steal second by Molina's replacement Tony Cruz. Trevor Rosenthal then struck out Jorge Soler and got Kyle Schwarber to ground out for his 46th save. Carlos Martinez pitched into the seventh. Rookies Tommy Pham and Stephen Piscotty homered. John Lester allowed 4 runs in 6 innings. The Royals cut the magic number in their matchup as they ripped Detroit 10-3 as Kendrys Morales went 4-for-4 with 3 solo homers and setting a team record with 15 total bases. Christian Colon had a career-high 4 hits and Paulo Orlando homered as the Royals reduced that number for winning the AL Central to 3 over Minnesota. Also, rookie Tyler Duffy allowed 3 hits and 7 shutout innings as the Twins ripped the Angels 8-1, leaving both teams 2.5 games behind the Astros for the final AL wildcard berth. The Rangers have seen their lead in the AL West shrink to 1.5 games over Houston. Felix Hernandez became the American League's first 18-game winner, and Robinson Cano had 4 RBIs as Seattle hammered the Rangers 9-2. The Astros picked up their second straight win as Colby Rasmus homered twice and had 3 RBIs in a 5-1 triumph against Oakland. Dustin Ackley and Greg Bird belted 3-run homers as the Yankees easily took the rubber match of their 3-game series with the Mets 11-2. The Yankees erupted against Hansel Robles in the Mets bullpen after Matt Harvey held them to 1 hit over 5 scoreless innings. The outcome gets the Yanks within 2.5 games of the AL East leading Toronto Blue Jays and trims the Mets lead in the NL East to 6 games over Washington. Gerrit Cole picked up his 17th win and the Pirates rallied to win two solo homers to beat the Dodgers 4-3 in L.A. Starling Marte and Pedro Alvarez went deep before Aramis Ramirez added an RBI single that puts the Bucks ahead 4-2 in the fifth. The Pirates improved to 23-6 versus the NL West and kept the Dodgers' magic number for clinching the division at 7. In other games, it was Boston over Toronto 4-3 in the AL. Also, Tampa beat Baltimore 7-6, Cleveland over the White Sox 6-3. And also, it was in the National League, Washington over Miami 13-3. Atlanta beat Philadelphia 2-1. Milwaukee over Cincinnati 8-4. San Francisco beat Arizona 5-1. And San Diego over Colorado 10-4. In the NFL, the Dallas Cowboys beat the Eagles 20-10 in Philadelphia on Sunday, but they also lost quarterback Tony Romo, who broke a left collarbone that will be reevaluated on Monday. Romo was knocked out of the game in the third quarter when Jordan Hicks sacked him. Romo suffered a similar injury in Week 7 in 2010 and missed the rest of the season. In other NFL scores, it was Arizona over Chicago 48-23, Atlanta beat the Giants 24-20, Minnesota over Detroit 26-16, Carolina beat Houston 24-17, it was New England over Buffalo 40-32, Cincinnati beat San Diego 24-19, Pittsburgh over San Francisco by a final of 43-18, and also it was Washington beating St. Louis 24-10. Tampa Bay beat New Orleans 26-19. Cleveland over Tennessee 28-14. Oakland beat Baltimore 37-33. Jacksonville over Miami 23-20. And Green Bay held off Seattle in the night game 27-17. Tonight, Monday Night Football, 7:30 kickoff as the Jets are on the road at the Indianapolis Colts. Ohio State and Michigan State of the Big Ten hold down the top 2 spots in the new AP Top 25 poll. The Buckeyes picked up 40 of the 61 first-place votes after surviving a tough game against Northern Illinois. Michigan State got 7, and Mississippi picked up 11 to tie TCU for the number 3 spot. Denny Hamlin rallied from last to victory lane at Chicagoland Speedway in the opening race of the Chase for the Sprint Cup Championship. Carl Edwards rallied from a speeding penalty to finish second and give JGR and Toyota a 1-2 finish. Third-place finisher Kurt Busch was headed for the win until the final caution was called with 10 laps remaining. Jason Day is enjoying a tremendous finish of the 2015 season. The winner of the PGA Championship has won the second FedEx Cup playoff tourney with a 6-stroke win over Daniel Berger in the BMW Championship. Day finished 22 under par. And after being infuriated by a call they found unsportsmanlike, the Americans staged the biggest comeback in Solheim Cup history to win the trophy back from Europe. Paula Creamer defeated Germany's Sandra Gall to complete the turnaround and secure a 14.5-13.5 victory for the U.S., which had trailed by 4 points going into the singles matches. That's a look at the latest sports this hour here on KJN Sports, brought to you by Brown Auto Body in Atlantic, where quality is no accident. I'm Chris Parks, KJAN Sports.